Our Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph at the top. We're just going to start again at the Gemara on Ayin Vav Amud Beit. The Gemara asks, what happens if the top of the wall is not dalad by dalad? Mishnah brought down a case where you have a wall that's yud tefachim high and at least dalad tefachim wide. Over there, it's a bona fide wall. It even becomes a rishus with neasmo. It splits the two chatzeros. It's for sure two different chatzeros. They cannot combine anymore. The Gemara asks, what happens if you don't have four and you have something on top of the wall, less than four? What is the status of the wall? So Rav said, the avir, the shtei rishus, sholeret bo. Meaning they both chatzers have right on top of it. And since they both have a right, one cancels out the other one. And therefore, lo yazis bo filu malinema. You can't move anything off that wall. That wall is hands off. The Rabbi Yochanan Omer, elu malin mekan v'yochlin v'elu malin mekan v'yochlin. Each one can go up and use the wall. Why? But Rashi says, malin mechatzerin. They can go up from their chatzeros, livosho, to the top of it. V'hu adin l'maridim. They can even bring down. It's not a problem. Why? The makam patahu. When we go through the Dalad Rishus on Shabbos, you have Rishus of Rabim, Rishus of Yachid. Those are where the Itzer Devisa is. You also have a Karmelis, which we'll see in a little bit. We've had quite a month of dinner. There's another thing called Makom Potter, an area that has no status to it. And you're allowed to go from a Rishus of Yachid or Rishus of Rabim to a Makom Potter. Ubatul Lakan Lakan Lahakyo. Ubatul. It's bottled the space and from to this one and that one, and they could be maker with it. Rashi also mentions that you could go up from the chatzer. If you look at the Tosfot, he says perish min abayit. It's much more maker. Why? The min chatzer filib rukav dalat shari. It's pshita that there should be no reason why a chatzer. There's no chiddush from a chatzer. The chiddush must be from the house over here. Lamai says a big tumult going on in the Rishonim and the poskim when it comes down to it. Shulchan Aruch Paschim like Rashi, that you could go from the chotzer on top of this roof, but not from the house itself. This house is a bona fide Rishus HaYachid going to over here, and he holds from chotzer. So we have the Machloket Rav Rabbi Yochanan. What is the status on the top of this world? Rabbi Yochanan holds it to Makom Potter. I'm going to ask him, Rabbi Yochanan. Tanan, from our Mishnah. It says, Elu Oli Mekan V'Yochlim V'Elu Oli Mekan V'Yochlim. One, the wall is Dalit Tfachim. You can be olin mekan. You could go up to it and eat. And this one can go up and eat. Olin in. Only if you go up to the wall. But ma'alin. But to bring something, like Rashi says, from the chotzer up low. Can't. Kashon. Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. No, Rabbi Yochanan is no problem. Hachi kamar. This is what we're saying. Yesh bo arba al arba. Dafkin the mission where it's arba al arba. That it's a makam bifnei atzmo. It's its own place. There you can olim. Then you could go up and eat in malin lo. Ein bo arba al arba, but if it's not 4x4, it's a makom potter. Malin ami. You could even go up. V'yazlo Rebbe Yochanan l'taymei. And this is Rebbe Yochanan l'shitoso. Dechiata Rebbe Dimi. When Rebbe Dimi came from Eretz Israel, he used to go back and forth, and he used to bring the dinim of Rebbe Yochanan. We've had a few cases already where he came back to Bavel. He returned to Bavel where he's from, and he brought the sheets of Rabbi Yochanan to the scholars of Bavel. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, makom she'ein bo arba alaba mutter. A place that doesn't have arba alaba mutter lebnei reshus harabim ubnei reshus yachid. Both of them can lekate for love. They could rest their packages, meaning if someone's in reshus harabim and he sees this little area over there that's not dalad by dalad, and it's higher than three off the floor, he can adjust his packages on it. Take them off, adjust it, whatever he has to do. And also some of you, Yachid, can use this makom potter. Will be a vachla yachlivo. As long as you don't switch. Meaning the guy from which you're surviving goes and adjusts his package on this makom potter. And then someone from Shusa Yachid comes and takes it. Don't use it as a boarding pass, whatever.
Transfer point.
Just you could use it for each one can use it. Rashi. Makom she'ein bo dalet, rochav. It's not four wide. The Omid Bain Rishusa Yakov Rishusa Rabim, and it's standing between Rishusa Yakov and Rishusa Rabim. The Yishlano Hekka Kagon Duvo Min Haaretz Kimmel. It's at least three tefachim high. Filo Hayarokhiv Dalet. If it was high, if it was at least four thick, Hayanik Rishus Liatzmo. Once something has a dimension of 4x4, it's a Mokum Chashuv, it has dimension by itself. The Havi Karmelis. It's at least going to be a Karmelis if it's a three. Tefachim high. If it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, it's already got a din of Rishusa Yachi. So once it's 4 and higher than 3, it's a karmel. It's not a makam pata anymore. Then each one is an issim with the rabbanon on it. Avalakshav nikra makam pata. But over here where it's less than 4, it's not considered a makam kashuv. It's a makam pata. Umutu lakano lakano lakati v'lav maso yishalem. And each one can use it to adjust their package. As long as you don't use it as from one place to the other one to transport it. To Rabbanan. It is Rabbanan that also did. The ilu chiyuva leka. There is no chiyuva here. To be in akiri mishuzul ve'anachal mishuzul. The yitzid raisa in all these cases is when you have what's called akira ve'anachal. Discussed this quite a bit in the beginning of first parak of Shabbos. Meaning you have to be oker in one rishus and place it in the other rishus. Daf rishus yachid to rishus avavim, or rishus avavim to rishus yachid. That's going to be the issur d'oraisa. When it comes to a karmeli, it's not an issur d'oraisa. It's an issur d'rabbanan. So over here, even using this thing would be not an issur d'oraisa. If I use this little makom pater and I take from rishus yachid and I place on it, so I did an akira in rishus yachid, I did a hanacha in this makom pater, and now I do a kira from the makom pater and a hanacha now into rishus avavim. That's not a problem. That's at the most itzim in the rabbanim. V'hacha kira rishus yachid gimur v'hanacha l'makom pater. You only did an kira rishus yachid. And you did the Nacha Makom Pater, the Yikira Makom Pater, the Nacha Rishus Avavim Gemur, that's only going to be a Midrash Rabbanan, it's only a Midrash Rabbanan, that they say you can't use it as this transport. So this is a din, it's been brought down in other cases over here, that a Makom Pater, one can use it. One can use it from Rishus Avavim or from Rishus Yachid, just don't use it for both of them. There's a din Midrash Rabbanan. So why is Rav Cholik? On Rabbi Yochanan, this wall that we have between the two chatzeros that has the fruit or whatever on top of it, there should be no reason why at all that one should not be able to use it from the chatzer. And yet Rav says, we don't use it. Rav late lay, to Rav Dimi, and Rav, he doesn't hold of Shita's Rev Dimi, Rashi, Bitmia. It's incredible, why shouldn't he hold of it? Not only is it that Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, it's a bright to Masechta Shabbos. The Parakama. Omid Adam al Askufa. This is the case, and it's called an Askufa, this little Makom Pater. It's higher than 3, less than, well, it doesn't have to be yet less than Yud, but it's less than, higher than 3, and its width is less than 4. Notel ma'ani v'noten lo mevalavai v'noten lo, v'vachel lo yitol v'zev yitin l'zev. You can use it, the Rishus of Avim can use it, the Rishus of Yachid use it. Again, as long as you don't use it completely. From one person using it as a transport to the other rishus, because that's a midrabbanim. So I had Rav laid the Rav Dimi. So Rav answers, I do hold the Rav Dimi. But the case of the chotzer is different from the case of rishus of Rav into rishus of Yachid, of the eskufa. It's much different the eskufa than this wall that's less than dalit. If we're talking about Rishus Teraisa, which means from a bona fide Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabin, and using this Askufa, I agree completely. Hachinami. There's not a problem over here. Hachi, b'mayaskinan, but are the case of the Chotzer, is Rishus Terabonin. A Chotzer anyway is really a Midoraisa, it's Rishus Yachid. We just put Gozer on it, and now this wall between the two Chotzers. It's really all dinim and mitzvah rabbanan over here. That's rishus to rabbanan. The chachamim also chizuk ledivreihem yoter mishal Torah. The chachamim were gozer more in their dinim than of the Torah. So in achinami, from rishus of abim to rishus of yachid, We can have an askufa. We can have this makom pater and use it. But once it comes to mid rabbanon, we're afraid if we allow it, people will come to be mezalzel in the mid rabbanon. Because after all, everybody knows the chatzer is really reshus yachid, and this reshus yachid, and we'll be over it. Therefore, the chachamim came in and were gozer on their dinim more than shel Torah. Rashi. Rishios deraisa kagon rishus rabbim v'yachid. That will be, we won't be goes on. People are automatically more careful. The rabbanon chatzeros rishus v'yachid v'yachido rishus v'yachido med the rabbanon u'diyasa. That il asan. Tosfot is bothered. How far does the rabbanon take this? When do the rabbanon make a chizuk for their words and not? A lot of cases you find in the Gemara, there's a Gemara that says that someone who's over mid rabbanon chayiv misa, it becomes even more severe. I think Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva brings down, that's because from people, when they look at the mid rabbanon, they might say, oh, it's only a mid rabbanon. And there's also all of a sudden now a little shtickle apikorsis gets in over here. Well, people are not careful, they'll be mezazel more with it. We have this idea that chachamim wasu chizuk ledivrayim yotem mishal Torah. It's not in every case. Tosfot, if you look at the meaning of Tosfot, he says, near a dafka over here. This case, you can't apply this to everywhere, but you see that in many cases that we're, as a matter of fact, we have a klal. When it comes to a suffix mid of a bun, and we're mekel, we find in many areas. The whole dinim when it comes to Erevim, we find that we go like the kula in Erevim because it's a mid of a bun. So Toso brings down over here, it's dafka, we made the chizuk, but again, because everybody knows that everything is reshus yachid. And we're afraid that people will come to be mizalzel. So dafkin, an area where you're afraid of zilzul, the chachamim come in and make a chizuk to their words, and especially over here in the chatzer, but not to take this completely, because we know that we're mekel in Erevim.
Why do they make it more than a wall of four?
Why four is fine. That's
if it's four, is there just by itself, and you're allowed to eat it on top of it, but less than four, gravel, that you're not allowed to even move it.
That's right. Because he made a chizuk for
it. Why did they make it worse?
Because we're afraid that people come be mezalzel. Once you can eat on it, and we all know it's reshus yachid, so I could bring up to it also. And he's afraid you'll be mezalzel in the whole inyan of midrabbanon. That's the whole point over here. Because it's a midrabbanon, and it's more mekel, we're afraid that people will be mezalzel in the whole inyan, and just totally ignore the whole din of Erev Chatzeros. What? Yes, because he's making chizuk for their words that we should also be here because we're afraid people are going to be mezazel in the old din of chater.
The words, even if it's reshus
b'fnei
atzmo, also then don't be allowed to move it.
No, what is reshus b'fnei atzmo? It's reshus b'fnei atzmo. Why shouldn't you be able to do it? We're not worried over that. One, it's a din midrabbanon where there's a possibility of a kilkul that people can be mezazel in other midrabbanons. The rabbanon came in with mechazik. It's over here. It covers the menu. Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Nudin. Omer Rav Nachman. It has to be Rabba Bar Rav Huna, even though we had to add in the Gezer, because it's Talmud of Rav Nachman. It's Rabba. Rabba won't be just Omer Rabba in the name of Rav Nachman or in the name of Rav Huna Rav Nachman. It's Omer Rabba Rav Huna, Omer Rav Nachman. Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Tzido echad kivoesar tfachim, v'tzido echad shavali aretz. Let's see, there's a case of it in the book, on page 249. Again, for those of you who have the book, it's kedai to have it for the next few days. It's a split level. A lot of us have it on the moshav, that you're building on a hill and you terrace the properties, and therefore one side of the wall will be higher, the property will be higher than the other side of the wall. So this wall has a bona fide 10 tefachim, and the other side, which is terrace, let's say, for example, it has 6 tefachim. Okay? So this side, so what's the case in these areas? Common occurrence. Omer Rav Avar Rav Huna, Omer Rav Nachman, Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Tzidu Echad Gevoyes Aretz Tefachim, Tzidu Echad Shavali Aretz, Not nimoto lizesh is shavali arts. When we say it's shavali arts, Rashi's going to mention, we'll see it inside, it doesn't mean that it's flush to the ground, it just means it's less than 10. Okay? The one that's less than 10, it's not a chazer. Who's going to be able to use this wall over here? First of all, we don't paskin like Rav anyway, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Just in the dinim, when we have this wall that's less than 4, And we have this wall, lesson four, when Ralph says you can't use it, and Rabbi Yochanan says we do, we have a klal in Shas. When we have a machloket Rav Shmuel, when it comes to Yisorim, we pass them like Rav. Shabbos is the din of Yisorim. But when a Rabbi Yochanan comes in, even against a Rav in Yisorim, or a Shmuel in Dinim, the halakha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Unless you have a Rav and Shmuel Tarvayu together, then they will overcome. They're the Rav and they will go over Rabbi Yochanan. So over here, we possibly Rabbi Yochanan. We don't go like Rav that we're making the Chamim are making a Chizuk. Even though that's a klal, that the Chamim do make a Chizuk of the word, but over here we pass into the Makam Pater. So over here, we have this wall between the two of them, and let's make it less than Dalit. Who's going to, just a question on it, we'll leave it. The one who, make it Dalit Amos, Dalit Tfachim, so it won't be a problem. The one who has the six Tfachim, they get usage of this wall. Who's going to get usage? They get it. Let's see it inside. Tziru echad gevoa esar tfachim, v'tziru echad shava la'aretz, meaning it's less than 10 tfachim. Notnim oto lezeh sheshava la'aretz. You give it to the one that's less than 10 tfachim. Why? Mishum da'avi le'tashmishu b'nachas. It's easier for them to use it than the other one. Ulezeh tashmishu b'kasha. And this one, we're not going to give it to you because it's more difficult for him to use it. V'chol lezeh b'nachar lezeh b'kasha. Notnim oto lezeh sheshashmishu b'nachas. Klal, between two neighbors, one has easier usage of something, one has more difficult usage to it, and we don't know who should have the usage of it on Shabbos, we give it to the one who has easier usage. Rashi, Tzidu Echad Shavala Arts, Kolomer, Gevoahu Mina Echad, it's higher, Mina Echad, V'nomachu, it's higher from the ground, but it's lower than the other one, split level. It's higher. Whenever it's not yud, it's called shavala arts. Note nimoto, we give it we're going to give it to one of them. Who are we going to give it to? The one that it's easy to use. Omer Rev Shizbi, Omer Rev Nachman. Charitz, if you have a ditch, or ditch is the right word, between the two of them, Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Tzidu Echad Amok Esar, from his property line going down, it's going to be 10 deep, Tzidu Echad Shavala Arts, and the other one, it's not 10 deep. No, Dimoto Lezesh Shavala Arts, you give it to the one that is not, is less than 10, Mishum Dahavile Lezet Tashmishu Bin Nachas, Lezet Tashmishu Bin Kasha. Again, the same din. But this one, it's easy to use. The other one, it's hard to use. Again, in the picture book, picture 250, just to get a view of it, the land falls off over there and goes down into a ditch. To this one, from his property line to the bottom of the ditch is 10. From this one, it's less than 10. So we give it to the one who has Tashmishu Bin Nachas. Oh, why do we need both cases? We need both cases, the case of the wall and the case of the ditch. Tiashminan kotel, if we only had the case of the kotel, mishum mishtam she. Since it's higher up, people use it, they put their things on it. Aval chavitz ba'omka, since it's deep in the ground, lo mishtam she'inshe, that people don't use it. Let's say that this is the case that it's not easy uses. No tashmishi nachas for either one over there. It's both. Emo lo, say no. Kamash mulan, no. There is one that has easy usage than the other one. Ziyashmin and bicharit. And if we only had the case of the charit that's over there, mishum delo biyata tashmisa. No one's afraid to use it. You put it in the ditch, it's never going to fall and break. Aval kotel, even though one of them has easy uses than the other one, the biyita tashmisa, when one is afraid to use it because it might fall, that being might be enough that one does not get it. Aim a low, shricha. You need both cases. Vashi. Charit apene orech hachatzeros. It's going along the length of the chatzeros. Mavdil bein azu lezu. Havi mechitza mealisa. We make it a chitza mealisa. And I think it was common to have the charitzas in those days because that was their drainage. They had the drainage went from the houses into the Rishus of Abim, and you had like little ditches going along for drainage purposes. I remember reading a Maaser of Rambam when he was one of the things that he instituted in Mitzrayim. They were just throwing the trash everywhere. Kids' book. A lot of information in these. And, you know, the Karaites say, no, you have to have faith in Hashem, and you don't have to get it. And he went in there and said, this is disgusting. You're going to get sick over here. And he instituted making the Charitzim, and he said, between the properties, just make a ditch, and over here, let things flow out. Don't put the dirt over there, and everybody came better, and he won. Right. Okay, nice story. Low by Amo Low. Mishtri Lidide Nami Tashmishu Kashihu. Even in the Charitz, for the one who is easy to use, it's still considered difficult to use. Maybe he doesn't get it. Lo be'itze tashmishte. Mash maniach bol mishtami. He's not afraid to use it because whatever's put in the ditch, it's going to stay there. But the kotel, be'itze tashmishte. Shinofli ma'achafatzim. It'll come in a break. So that's a din over here between two chatzeres. You give it to the one that it's more nachas. I don't know how far to apply this in dinim of shechinim. But it seems like we brought down the din and we brought down a klal that one that has tashmishi binachas should get something that's between the two chatzeros more than one that doesn't. I could just imagine the problems that it could cause, you know, between things that appear on people's properties, between people's properties. So one would have to ask on that how far this din applies. Ba lemaito. Here's the case. The wall is higher than 10, let's see Rashi. Bolamait, a kotokai, it's a high kotel, it's more than 10. No one can use it over here. But kai taita taita, she also tell afo. We're thinking, we want to be mamayit, meaning it's 10 high. I want to bring it below the meter of 10 so I could use it. Once it's 10, you have problems over here. If I could bring it less than 10, it would be not a vishus bifnei atzma. It would not be a vishus yachi. If it's greater than 4, it's 4 by 10. Kol tokai v'kai tzak d'akta shiasa tel afar. We thought maybe to make a little hill of dirt, lamata b'karka, somek l'koto, or bana itztava, a little ramp, or haniak sham paspasim, or some kind of area that you could go up on, and be mamayit the wall. So ba lamato, someone wants to come and be mamayit the wall. Im yesh b'mayitu arba, if the miut that he made runs 4 tfachim along the length of the wall, mutter. The wall is now mutter. Rashi, im yesh b'muto dalet, orech b'tzad meshek ha-kotel, along the wall, havi kepesach. It makes that area like a pesach. You have an opening. The cave in the mimenu ulam ma'ala lokavo esara. Now from his chotzer to on top of the wall is not 10, mishtamish b'chol ha-kotel. You could use the whole kotel. Shari tashmisho binachas shiola lo derech pizcho. Because now you could, the tashmisho is binachas, that he could ola derech pizcho. I guess this would be the case that you have a wall between two people, it's 10 high, no one gets to use it, but if one is mamayit on him, he created a situation now that the wall is easier for him to use, and now he takes over the tashmisho of the wall on Shabbos. It's completely his and not its friends, because now he has tashmishu binachas. So if someone came to Mimayit, im yesh b'mito arba motelish lishtamish b'chol akoto kulo, v'im lav eim ishtamish ela k'neged hamiyot. If it's less than 4, you could use it, but only k'neged the miyot. And that's a problem. What's going on over here? Let's say he made like a little area over here, he's Mimayit the wall, he could use on top of that wall, that space over here. Why? Mimanoshah. It should be, no matter what, there should be a problem over here. Ahani miuta, if his miut works, then pekulia, it should work. Kotelishtam, it should be able to use the whole wall. Ilo ahani, and if it's not working to get the whole wall, afila kenegeta miut namilo. He shouldn't get anything over here. What's the case over here? Now, Omer Ravina kegon shi'aka chulia mivosho. He took a brick out of the top of the wall. We see in the picture 251, he took a piece out of the top over there. That little piece over there of the wall is less. It's easy to use to be mishtamish with, but it's not going to matter the whole wall. Rashi, Iyahani miyuta lemiyala pischa. If it makes it a pischa, once you have a pischa, it should be kuli yishar. It should be completely. The ilohani habatale should be batal. On the ravina lav milamata. You know, we're dealing where you made a little ramp below. Tahatam vadi batzimidal lomahani. There's certainly, if it's less than four, doesn't help anything at all. He took out a brick from the top on the top of the wall on its height. Shalkoto. Kari Vosho. Sorry, the Mikavoa Shalkoto Kari Vosho. Kiditanan. Hayabu Vosho Pera. Just like the Mishnah says, on top of it is Pera. So that's what's called the top of the wall. Hilchak Ihavi Miuta Arba Orech Havi Pitcha. So therefore, if you took off four, it's a Pitcha. That's enough. Lecholakoto. But Sir Mahaki Pitcha Hutalohavi. It's not a Pitcha. It's allowed. The cave and the local of all yud. It's not higher than yud. The wall over here, lo havi rishusa. It's not a rishus over here. That's that then. Last then, in the Samud, Omer Rev Yechiel. Rev Yechiel. I've never saw Rev Yechiel before. Has anyone seen one of Rev Yechiel? I think they bring down that every Masechet has someone that's never mentioned in another Masechet. Right, they report down there was a certain, they came out with like a Yushalmi or something, or a Bavli in Taharos at the time of the Gvor, and they wanted to say it was authentic. And the Gvor went through it and he says, no, it's not authentic. Because there was not one, normally in every Masechet there's a Amor or someone that's never mentioned in any other Masechet. And I went through the whole Masechet and I didn't see anyone new. Okay, the Gvor. So I'm a Rav Yechiel. I've never seen, have you seen a Rav Yechiel before? Excuse me. Omer Rav Yechiel. Here's a case. Again, we have the wall and we want to be mat of the wall. So he has an idea. He wants to take kafa safal. He took a big bowl. I guess it's a nice sized bowl. He turned it over. Again, there's the picture of Ayin Zayin. Ayin Zayin is more in the middle of the sugyah. But you see, he took a bowl and he turned it over and he left it at the floor of his chatzir. He could step on that. Now the wall was 10. He's mamayit to 10 with this temporary ramp. Okay? Amar Rav Yechiel, kapas safal. He took this out of mamata. And he wants to use it. And we ask, Yamai, why should this do anything? It's a davar nitzol. You take over something, it's temporary, it's a davar nitzol. Anyone can come and take it. B'Shabbos, davar nitzol b'Shabbos, so, for davar nitzol b'Shabbos, einu memayit. If something can easily be removed, then I don't care if you even started on Shabbos, that it was memayit the 10, you can just take it away, and it's not memayit the 10 anymore. A davar nitzol doesn't work. Lo tzricha dechavri bi'ara. No, we attached it to the ground. Ah, the kikava bi'ara. So what, you attached it to the ground? Mahavi, so what? Hatani, we already have a brisa, paga, which is unripe figs. Shahatmina b'tevin. Erev Shabbos, you buried it in tevin. Now tevin we use for making bricks. So on Shabbos, it's muksa. V'charora, a cake, a hot cake. Shahatmina b'gecholim. You take the batter, the dough, and you bury it in gecholim. Erev Shabbos, it's enough to cook it. But these gecholim, when Shabbos comes in, are muksa. If part of it is megula, you can see part of the fig or part of the hot cake. Notella b'Shabbos, you can take it on Shabbos. So big deal, you covered it partly in dirt, as this picture has. You covered a little bit in dirt over here. Haka, haka b'mayaskinan tiyet lei ogmiin. It has a rim to it, and if you lift up the pot or the safal with the rims, you're going to move dirt. Also, it's not going to be a problem. For Hatanan, we have a Mishnah in Masechet Kalayim. We also bring down in Shabbos a lefet. You take your turnips, if it's known, and you take your radishes. Tachar geffen, you buried it under the geffen to store it as refrigeration or something. Vizman shemetzat. Ali Megulin, as long as part of the leaves are showing, it's not a problem. Even if when you move it, you're going to be moving the dirt on Shabbos, you can leave it there. We're not worried. Lo mishum kalaim. We're not mishum mikun kalaim akarim. You buried it in a vineyard. We're not worried that it might come and grow. For lo mishum maisa. If you take it out and it seems a little bigger, we're not worried that there was something that grew from the ground and there's maisis over here. For lo mishum shvius. And it's not a problem of doing this during the Shemitah year. For nitlin b'shabbos. And you can move it on Shabbos, even though you're moving the dirt. Oh, it's not a problem. It's tiltum min atzad. Tiltum min atzad, it's besedik amor. So what's the case of the safal that you overturn on Shabbos? It's mamayit. If you have it buried halfway, it's not a problem. Even if there's rims to it. Lo tzricha deboyim mar v'chatzina. No, you buried it in a way that you need tools to uproot it. A mar is brought down as a hoe. And I guess a chatzina is also some kind of like pickaxe or a hole or something to uproot it. Shulchan Aruch, when they bring down this case, it means he cemented it in. It's not enough that you can just pull it out. You got to really do some work over here. In that case, if you put a safal between you and the chatzah up against the wall, and it's permanently put there, it's not temporary, no one's not going to take it on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Rashi. A few Rashis. Kafal safal. Somek lakotel. Umiyat kivol, and it was mamayat the length of the height of the kotel. Miyasara kol hani miyuti kigon delecha yud mivosha levosha kotel should be fine. But we ask my avi, akati nitil b'shabbosu. It's something that you could take on Shabbos. In the case of the paga te'ena bosa, an unripe fig, shetom nimoto b'tevin. You put it in the tevin. In order to ripen, it's muktzah. You use it to make bricks. Or the hot cake that you buried etmol yesterday, erev Shabbos, and now the gecholim extinguished. It's still muktzah. But if it didn't extinguish the coals, Rashi's bringing down. There's a different problem. There's a bigger problem. Low at all. You can't use it all. Only in the chavura, in the tevin, even though the tevin's muktzah, you can move muktzah tiltum in its tzad, but you can't do that with live coals. Of a low kavul low, the metok shenahafchim mechave at a tachtona. If it's live coals and you move it, you do it tiltum in its tzad, you're dealing with the devices over here. You're going to be mechave the lower part. What's below it? Now the top part of the coal, when you move it, it's going to have air going through it, and you're going to be over Ma'avia. Like we said in Krisus, like we're going to say, when we get to Krisus. Ke'ein safalim shalano, like our safalim, they have rims on it. The Yakshav Alpha Munach Aleim, the Alpha is on it. Ba'avi Ma'zi's Alpha Mimkomo, Vidoma Lechofer. And it seems like it's Chofer. Or we bring down a Mishnah client that it's not. Hatomim le'atznia, you're storing it. Nektar ali migulin, if part of it is revealed, mishum Shabbos nekalei. Because of Shabbos, we need the nektar ali migulin. The other case, we don't need it. The nekalei. The boy le'matni notlin b'Shabbos, shenotlin v'yoksin v'alim shalom. You pull it out and you have tiltum mitzad, that's not a problem. But when it comes to, it's also not a problem with any other cases. Ainu chashish mishum kalaya karen, falo mishum shviyas, im shana shviyasi, falo mishum maisa, l'shema nishvash, maybe it started rooting over here. Finikal say, v'imaya chashish l'maisa, but it's l'maisa. It did come over here, tzorek l'aisa. So you just take off whatever the new growth is, just take off the aisa, tosefisa, v'leik l'mecha shlaki. But we're not worried about it over here, d'lo nishvash. It's not going to be nishvash. A mara is a fosher and a chatzina is a dol darish.